Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with another segment of In the Green Outdoors. Today's broadcast will cover more native trees and shrubs that are useful for food, medicine, and also beneficial to wildlife. Today's trees are members of the hickory and maple families. So let's start with the hickory. Hickories were once a major component of the forests in the eastern U.S. They are slow-growing, long-lived, and are shade tolerant when young, but then become an overstory tree when mature. Like many other trees, hickories are monoecious, which means they produce unisexual flowers, either male or female, and both types are found on the same tree. Hickories have outstanding yellow leaf color in the fall. They also have large taproots, and therefore make great urban trees because they won't lift sidewalks or blow over easily in a windstorm. Now, this same taproot is also a wonderful solution to stream banks and hill restoration projects. And when fully grown, hickories make a very stately shade tree. Here in Ohio, you find shellbark hickory, bitternut hickory, mockernut hickory, the pignut hickory, and the aptly named shagbark hickory, which has very shaggy bark. And did you know that the northern pecan is actually in the hickory family too? Now, most hickory trees will take 10 to 15 years to produce nuts. Some nurseries will graft hybrid hickories onto pecan rootstocks, which pushes faster growth and promotes nut bearing at a younger age. Hickory trees are deciduous hardwoods, whose wood is distinctive for the cream-colored sapwood that contrasts with the tan to brown or dark red heartwood. Hickory has long been used as handles for axes, shovels, and other long-handled tools. The straight, dense grain and hardwood stands up well to stress under hard use, and the wooden handles that made from hickory will flex slightly without breaking. That makes the tool easier to use for the person using it. For example, a hickory axe handle absorbs some of the shock as the axe head strikes the wood, imparting less of the impact to the worker's hands and arms. Because of the sharply contrasting wood colors, hickory was not widely used for furniture, flooring, or cabinets in the past. And that's changed, especially since the late 1990s and beyond. Hickory flooring, cabinets, and furniture adds a rustic touch to cabins and homes these days. Manufacturers and woodworkers specify lumber pieces that display the contrasting sapwood and hardwood on both sides of the boards for the unique appearance of the wood. And the demand for hickory as a species for woodworking is continuing to increase among large and small commercial operations. Now, historically, hickory wood was mainly used as firewood or to cure meats, such as ham, bacon, and sometimes fish. Hickory chips for barbecue grills are found in many stores these days. Now, hickory nuts, depending on the species, will range in flavor from bitter to sweet and from dry to oily. A thick, woody husk surrounds a hard shell, which holds the kernel inside. The husks are dried and then split open in order to reach the shell inside, and then the shell has to be cracked open and the kernel extracted. Hickory nuts can be eaten raw, toasted, or added to baked goods. I don't suggest trying to eat pignut or butternut or bitternut hickory, however, because their nuts are nearly inedible due to their taste. Now, when I was a kid, my very favorite thing in the fall was my birthday, which usually, it fell on October 12th, and usually we had had at least one frost before my birthday. And my grandmother would always make me a hickory nut cake for my birthday. And I always prayed for a frost so the nuts would drop so my grandma could make my birthday cake. Best cake in the world, if you ask me. So now, the other good thing about hickories is that they support 235 Lepidoptera species, as well as providing those nuts for my birthday cake and for squirrels and other wildlife. Black bears, foxes, mice, chipmunks, squirrels, rabbits, and many birds enjoy the nuts every fall. And in addition, shagbark hickory's wide, flaky bark is a primary nesting site for many bat species in Ohio. All great things and good reasons to grow hickories. Now I want to tell you about the maples. Sugar maple, you've probably all heard of. It's a beautifully formed tree. It provides us with some of the best and most intense autumn foliage color, which ranges from brilliant orange to yellow to bright red. And American maple species are generally divided into two groups, hard and soft maple. Sources of hard maple would be sugar maples and black maples. Hard maple, and that refers to the wood, is currently being used for furniture, cabinets, decorative woodwork, flooring, veneers, cutting surfaces, bowling pins, utensils, and bowls. Maple is the wood of choice for violin makers. It looks beautiful and it resonates sound to perfection. Now, soft maples can provide wood sturdy enough for many applications, but it's not as dense or hard as previously mentioned trees. And the soft maples include silver maple, red maple, and box elder, which many people don't even realize is actually a maple. The soft maples are used as a cheaper substitute for hard maple moldings or in applications where the trim is painted. And it's also used extensively in box making. And soft maple boxes are often covered with decorative wood veneers. The sugar maple, of course, is famous for the delicious sweet syrup that you make from the sap. But few people are aware that the other species of the larger maple trees can also be tapped for sap. And among those, it includes the black maple, whose sap tastes almost identical to that of the sugar maple, and the silver maple, which also provides an equally sweet flavored sap. The syrup you can make from other maples varies considerably in flavor and quality, but native peoples and pioneers also drank the fresh sap from maples in the spring as a tonic. The inner bark of maples can be eaten raw or cooked, and even the seeds and young leaves are edible. Native peoples would hull the larger seeds and then boil them before eating. Maple syrup is also medicinal and has been shown to lower blood pressure, prevent hangovers, prevent ulcer formation, and support a healthy immune response. Flowering trees, like the maples, are an important source of pollen and nectar for pollinators. And they're especially important in the spring, when the tired, overwintered bees emerge and need a really good source of nectar and pollen. Those maples are blooming early. Most references will describe maples as wind-pollinated, but many insects, especially those bees, visit the flowers. They may not be what primarily pollinates those flowers, but boy, do they need that pollen. The seeds, buds, and flowers are also eaten by various wildlife species. Squirrels and chipmunks store the seeds, and white-tailed deer, moose, and elk will browse maple, and then rabbits will find the stump sprouts especially tasty in fall and winter. Cavities in maples, generally in river floodplain communities, are well suited for those cavity nesters such as wood ducks and others. Well, I think I've pretty much exhausted my time for today, so join me again in 2 weeks when my broadcast will cover more edible Ohio native tree and shrub species. This is Gail Martin signing out for In the Green Outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it. Thank you for listening.